from Palm Siam, the real world boards. Question hash 34. These are the real world boards. As in the real world, there may be no single right answer, and you are only competing against yourself. Upgrade to the lifelong learner level for full access to all the questions and unlimited CME credits with an included Learner Plus account. A 56-year-old man has been admitted to the ICU with sepsis due to pyelonephritis. He developed gram-negative bacteremia with worsening shock, respiratory failure, and encephalopathy, and was intubated 6 days ago. He was weaned off vasopressors, but continues to require mechanical ventilation. He is receiving enteral nutrition through an orogastric tube at 50 ml an hour. He had an episode of emesis 3 days ago, after which enteral feedings were interrupted for several hours and then resumed. The nurse informs you that his gastric residual volumes are 420 ml. It has been 5 days since his last bowel movement. His abdominal exam shows unchanged mild distension, with occasional audible bowel sounds. An abdominal film shows mildly dilated loops of small bowel, unchanged from previous films. For many years, gastric feeding was considered risky in critically ill patients. When post-baloric feeding was infeasible, gastric residual volume checks were used to reduce the perceived risk, with 100 ml considered to be a sign of intolerance of feedings. Two mid-sized randomized trials concluded that in patients receiving enteral feedings, regularly checking gastric residual volumes does not affect outcomes. Nutrera 1, N equals 452, France JAMA 2013. Numerically similar VIP rates using 250 ml residual volume as a trigger to stop feedings in the control group vs not checking. More calories were delivered to patients in the unchecked arm regain, N equals 329, Spain and CareMed 2010. No difference in calories delivered or VIP in patients using 500 ml residuals as feeding stopping trigger vs 200 ml in Nutrira 1 and some other trials. Patients whose gastric volumes were not checked received more total calories. The 100 ml number, arbitrary to begin with, crept up over the years, but gastric volumes are still commonly checked in ICUs, if elevated, e.g. 250 ml, 400 ml, or 500 ml, enteral feedings are interrupted. As a result, US and European nutrition guidelines advise not withholding enteral feedings for gastric volumes 500 ml, and US guidelines advise not checking gastric volumes at all. Checking gastric volumes is an ingrained nursing practice, however, and is performed in many, if not most, ICUs. About 1/3 of patients will have gastric volumes 200 ml during their ICU stays. Nutrira had an interesting finding of significantly more vomiting in the intervention patients whose gastric volumes were not checked. About 7% of the intervention patients vomited 5 or more times during the trial, twice as many as in controls, whose feedings were stopped for gastric volumes 250 ml. Authors seem to consider this to be insignificant, because the supposedly more important goal was achieved. More total calories delivered in the intervention arm. The caloric targets in mechanically ventilated patients have no basis in evidence. They were arbitrarily invented by nutritionists based on theoretical metabolic assumptions. In multiple large randomized trials, providing as little as half the nutritionist, defined goal to ventilated patients had no detectable influence on outcomes. This has been one of the stronger signals in critical care research. Not checking gastric volumes in critically ill patients is guideline compliant. It follows the evidence. It also probably results in force feeding a lot of very ill people who aren't hungry, who don't need a healthy person's full day's worth of calories, as anorexia is a natural aspect of illness and may be adaptive, and making many of them nauseous. Assuming mechanically ventilated patients are receiving at least 50-75% of a healthy person's daily calories, either checking gastric volumes or not is equally reasonable. Sample reflection. I reviewed and reflected on the evidence of and against the use of gastric residual volume checks to manage enteral feedings in mechanically ventilated critically ill patients. Reignier J. Effect of not monitoring residual gastric volume on risk of ventilator-associated pneumonia in adults receiving mechanical ventilation and early enteral feeding. JAMA 2013 309-3-249 doi. Montito, S.E. Menyembers E. Borda J.L. et al. Gastric residual volume during enteral nutrition in ICU patients. The Regain Study. Intensive Care Medicine. 2010 36-8-1003-186-1003-193 doi. Zoller S. Bechtold M. L. Burns B. et al. Dispelling myths and unfounded practices about enteral nutrition. Nutrition in Clinical Practice. Published online January 29, 2020 doi. Mar Ab McQuiggan M.M. Kuzar R. Moore F.A. Gastric feeding as an extension of an established enteral nutrition protocol. Nutrition in Clinical Practice. 2004-19-5-504-510 doi. Lynn Nurum, Piderum, Merle Mendel et al. Current practice of gastric residual volume measurements and related outcomes of critically ill patients. A secondary analysis of the ISOFA study. Journal of Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition. 2023-47-5. doi.